we take $40 million and invest that into a building that's 1919? The other buildings, two elementary schools that we have, were built in the 50s and 60s. So average age of our schools in this district is over 60 years old. And so, I mean, that's the question is, do you invest taxpayers' dollars into the existing infrastructure, or when do you make that decision that it's more fiscally responsible to replace it than it is to renovate it?